Welcome to Raw Emotion, the Tottenham pod. Get in, it's nice to do another recording with a win, a 2-0 win against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Goals from Harry Kane, Højbjerg, a good performance. As we'll say on the pod, the Wolves did seem a little bit on the beach a little bit, but you've got to beat what's in front of you, and we did that today. We'll also speak a little bit about the protest yesterday. And as usual, how we do this pod is we talk about the team lineup to begin with and our thoughts on that. We have a catch up at half time and then just a little debrief at full time. Hope you enjoy. Matt, you're right.
Yeah, things are good. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. No magpies on my walks today, so I'm all good, mate. That's a good sign, hopefully. So the teams are out. What are you saying, mate?
I'm glad to see Tendanga being included. I don't think he's had the opportunities that he should have had since his great debut against Liverpool. I'm happy with the look of the squad, mate. It still has that nice attacking feel. It's good to see Dele in and Lo Celso back, and hopefully they can control that midfield, you know, create a bit, you know, some chances, a bit of flair, and yeah, provide for Bale, Son and Kane.
Yeah, like you, I don't mind seeing Tanganga in. It's a bit weird because I don't think Ori is even on the bench, is he? And I'm pretty sure at the press conference, Mason said that the only injury was Davis. So whether he's had a knock in between the press conference and today, or he's just been completely omitted from the team squad, I don't know.
Doherty on the bench, and I don't...
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad Tanganga's in. As you say, we haven't really seen that much of him. He's had a couple of poor games, but on the whole, he's actually looked pretty decent.
I was going to say, he's been no worse than the rest
of
the squad.
He definitely hasn't been given the amount of chances that I thought he would have been, which I think he deserves, actually, for the performances he's put in.
Oh, without question, definitely.
So I'm happy to see him. I mean, you would have thought maybe he would have put, if Aurier is completely injured or been outed from the whole squad, as much as I have not been impressed with Doherty at all. Being against his old club, you may have thought he'd have got the nod because he would have known who he was up against, maybe defending against Toure or Gibbs White. I'm happy that Tanganga's in. I'm not complaining.
I'm not going to lie, mate. The one thing Tendanga brings down the right for me, especially against Traore, is power and strength. And I don't think Doherty has that to go up against.
That's true. What we need, though, I mean, what we really need is... I don't know whether Traore plays... I think he plays on the right more than... So I think it'd be regular on coming up against him. I could be wrong. They're pretty nippy and quite, you know, they've got a few tricks in them. So hopefully we can cope with that.
You've got the power in Tendanga and you've got the speed in Reguilon to be able to keep up with him. And Aurier is a bit of a liability. And I think against Traore, potentially an issue.
There's no question about that. He's 100%. And that's the thing with Aurier. He can have really good games and he'll just have absolute nightmares. I would definitely be looking to upgrade on both Doherty and Aurier in the summer if we can, because we need to, you know, we've gone from Walker and Rose, the top fullbacks, to I think Reguilon will still be a good player. He's been out of form, but we need to get another decent right back in that we can rely upon, really.
Well, we do. For me, or I out of the two, if you're going to sit there and say to me, who do you keep, Aurier or do you keep Doherty? I'd get rid of Doherty.
No, 100%, I agree with that.
There's a talk of people wanting. You know what? If Tendanga can fill the billet and we can get another one in as well, then you know it is what it is.
And that's true, mate. Because if we can get Tanganga there and he's decent, then we can spend money in different areas where we need upgrading all over the park. To be honest with you,
I just don't think it's going to happen, mate. Unless we, you know, I think we're going to be, you know, there's reports of us being linked to Ings again, and there are certain players that we get linked to, and I just think 2-3 years ago I'd have been all over that and I'd have been raving about it. And you know, while there's still a lot left in them, And you know, rather than Danny Ings, he's now, you know, he's guaranteed at least one injury a season to keep him out. A bit like Harry Kane. What's how old Ings now?
I don't know, about 28. I would have thought 28, 29. Okay. I'm not entirely sure.
I think he's older than Kane, isn't he? But just if I'm going to check, how old is Danny Ings? He's 28. In fact, I'll completely retract what I've just said. And the only reason I'm going to retract it is I genuinely thought he was about 30.
Yeah, so, I knew he was around that kind of age. He might be 29, so I don't know. But yeah, listen, I wouldn't mind getting Danny Ings, but is he going to come to us to warm the bench? I don't know. As you say, he is pretty injury prone. I think the only reason we could potentially get him is because I think his contract's coming to an end the end of next season, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to sign one. So, you know, might happen. We'll see. We'll see on that. We're definitely going to be coming on to transfers and all that over the next few weeks because we're coming to the end of the season. But what in terms of your prediction, mate, for today, what do you think?
I don't know. My heart says a Tottenham win, you know, 2-1. But every time we seem to play Wolves, they seem to, you know, I've done recently, they've always seemed to pull out a decent performance and either pip us for a draw or just sneak it. So I'm going to go with the heart, 2-1 Spurs.
Yeah. And I think this is what fucking pisses me off, because every time there seems to be an opportunity for us, we fuck it up. So West Ham drawing yesterday gives us an opportunity today to go into sixth place ahead of them in goal difference. And we just fuck up these opportunities. Every opportunity that's thrown to us, we seem to fuck it up.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping, and I am hopeful, that we're going to get the win today. Our home form's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves have been, you know, they've been pretty fucking dire this season. I'm going to go 3-1 Tottenham, and I can guarantee you Fabio Silva, who can't hit a fucking barn door, will score, because that's what happens when you support Tottenham. All these fucking players always put in a performance or score a goal, so he'll score for them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Kane to get 2 and Bale.
Well,
that's my prediction.
The result today is going to make a huge difference, I think, on the atmosphere for Wednesday.
Yeah.
If we draw or lose this, then I think it's going to be, could be potentially quite a toxic atmosphere for the Villa game.
Yeah, what did you, just quickly, what did you make of the protest and stuff? What's your take on all the...
My take on the protest?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Everybody has their right to protest. I probably would have gone if it hadn't been for the fact I was working. Although I'll be honest with that, with what I saw on Twitter, it looked more like a selfie session rather than everyone sort of sat there giving it V's and, you know, holding their banners. But that's not belittling to them. I'm just saying it's how it looked. But I made a comment yesterday on the question put out by TalkSport, and that as a Tottenham supporter, you can argue with what Daniel Levy or how Daniel Levy has run the club on a financial level. But when you get so close to getting your hands on the biggest prizes in football, you know, so the Champions League, we made the final, and after the Battle of the Bridge, you know, and stuff, you know, we were close to potentially a Premier League title. Some people might think that's deluded, but you...
No, it's not. It's not.
No, no, I'm just saying some people, when I say some people, the non-Tottenham supporting community, but you get that close to touching getting your hands on the greatest prizes in football and you don't invest and you still rummage around in that bargain basement, you need something needs to change. Whether Daniel Levy and ENIC will be the ones to change it and start to put their money where their mouth is to create something better down to the protests, or whether they sell the club and somebody with a real love for the club comes in, or sorry, who's prepared to put their money where their mouth is. It remains to be seen.
Yeah, and just quickly on mine, I put out a tweet yesterday saying, look, I won't be at the protest today, but, you know, all power to those who really believe in it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give them this summer to see what they can do. And Arsenal, if they don't do it, then I give up. And I've got some fucking idiot. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, they're really going to listen to what you're going to do. You know, just being a total twat. Yeah. My point is, I won't be buying merchandise. I won't be going to games. They're the things I would do. I'm not really bothered about protests. I know they're not going to listen to that, but that's how they will listen is by hitting their pockets.
Yeah.
But listen, my feeling of giving them another chance, the reason that I'm saying that is I can't be a hypocrite. And I think most fans, and I know you were on board with this, at the end of the last summer, we were saying, oh, we've won the transfer window, we've got Bale back, we've got all these players in, this, that, and the other. So I think it's hypocritical to then say, I'm not calling you a hypocrite, by the way, I'm just saying, I think for me, if I was going to a protest, I'd be a hypocrite if I then turn up at a protest after I was saying how well Levy done last summer.
And
pandemic, you know. And for me, he has to put his hand in his pocket this summer. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind.
Well, this is the thing. You either get a manager. I think this is going to have to be one of the things that Levy needs to concede for this transfer window, which is, you know, to get a manager in of any kind of decent ilk, he's going to have to be able to turn around and say, all right, listen, mate, come in. I'll give you this. You know, do what, you know, next few transfer windows, we'll make sure we get the team you want. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not going to end up with a decent manager coming in. So I think this season, this summer, that there is going to be moves in the transfer market by Tottenham. But like you say, it's totally hypocritical to sit there and say, yeah, what an amazing transfer window we've got, you know, sucking Levy's dick because he's got Gareth Bale back.
Yeah.
And then going to turn around and saying, you're sucking the life out of our club. Fuck off, you bald-headed wanker.
Well, this is what I mean. This is why I'm not going to, you know, jump on that. I totally agree that there's been times that you just highlighted there, the Champions League finals and the being so close to winning the league on a couple of occasions, really. You can say Leicester and the season after Chelsea.
Yeah.
And not really investing properly. He definitely is capable for quite a lot of things, and I totally agree with that. Balance it up, he's done a lot of good things as well.
Well, this is why I said the way you look at how he's run the club financially, as you know, for being a financially secure club, you've got to give him credit. You've got to. But yeah, but not investing at the right times, scrummaging around in Poundland for a deal, you know, that's where, and I can understand the frustration of the fans that have protested.
Oh, 100%. And I'm not against them at all. And as I said, I stand by them. And if that's what they really believe, then they've got every right to do it. And I'm not going to certainly slag them off for doing that. That's entirely up to them. I'm just on a different page at the minute too.
Yeah. There's still a little bit of, yeah, like you say, and it's not just the fact of being hypocritical, but yeah, I'll be honest, there's a little bit of leeway left for me as regards Levy ENIC. And I agree with you that this transfer window is going to be significant in at least my opinion, not that it counts for much.
No.
But moving forward. And yeah, I genuinely think to get somebody decent in, to get the right manager in, you've got to be saying to that manager, I'm going to give you money to spend.
Yeah. All right. Listen, mate. I'm gonna end it there, and we'll catch up again at half time, and hopefully we'll be talking about Tottenham leading. All right, mate.
Fingers crossed.
Hello, buddy.
What did you make of the first half?
First sort of 20 minutes, mate. I was like, "What the fuck's going on?" It was a bit boring. It was a bit for me, anyway. It's nice to see us getting up in the final third and having a lot of possession up there, but we just didn't seem to have that final ball.
Yeah.
You know, there was like the weak pass from Delhi to try and pick out Sun, and, you know, just as an example, you know, then that final 5-minute flurry where Cody was brilliant to get those two off the line.
Yeah.
I don't think we're playing the best of Wolves today as regards
how they're performing.
This is probably making us look a little bit better. But we just, we just seem to be a little bit void in the final third.
Yeah, they seem like they're on the beach, don't they, mate, to be honest. They're not there at all. I'm a bit worried that the only thing that worries me about them is on the counter-attack, because we're not used to bloody having so much, like you said. I don't think we're used to at the minute having so much possession in the other team's half. So I worry them on the break. But I agree with you. It's been okay. We've been the better team for sure, but there's been no cutting edge in the final third. We've had all the ball, but not really doing much with it. I thought Dele Alli's had a decent performance for us, and Bow as well. But yeah, like you say, Conor Cody turned into fucking Vidic, and was clearing everything that went in the bloody air, and then it was easy. Mate, how is that any more onside than Kane's goal last week? I thought we're not going to give that.
I don't even think it was a two centre-backs. If you the replay that I saw, and I assume everyone else did, if you look at the left-back, it looked like he was sat a bit further back and it was a left-back keeping him onside.
I'd like to see it again because I'm sure they've done their shitty lines, but we didn't get to see them this time. So
no, I'll be honest. I think the left-back was keeping him more onside than the centre-backs. But, you know, I'll be honest, when Cody went in for the challenge on Kane, as he looked like he was going to shoot, originally, I think that... that wrong-footed Patricio a little bit because he thought he was going to get the shot off as soon as he went down. I think that helped. But I think it's deserved. I think we deserved going in 1-0
up.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
I just hope we maintain it second half and keep the pressure on.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be happy for another half the same as long as the score stays the same.
100%.
You know, like I say, it's an important 3 points that we need. So, yeah. Yeah, like I say, I'll be, you know, I don't think we've had too much trouble at the back, so we can't really comment, although I will go back to my comment prior to the game. I think what I said about Reggie against Traore and the speed has worked well.
He's done well.
But Traore switching a little bit, so Tandanga's had a little bit to do as well. So I'll be honest, mate, yeah, if the second half is a bit the same where we don't show any bite, but we keep the ball, and hopefully don't get caught on the counter,
I'm the same. I don't really care about the performance at this stage of the season. It is literally just about getting the 3 points now. I don't really care how we do it. I don't care.
But that's the thing though, mate, we should. And this is a sad thing about what's going on with Tottenham at the moment. We're both sat there going, it wasn't really great, but we're 1-0 up, so we'll take that. And if we can maintain it, then happy days. Who gives a fuck when really it should be... And this is what combination of the pandemic, VAR, what's been happening with the European Super League and various other factors. It's just sort of killing that buzz.
I think it's now. It's just the fact that it's the end of the season. We know we're not getting Champions League. We want to finish above West Ham and Arsenal. So now that's what we got. That's the sad reality. That's literally all we've got to play for now. A Europa spot and finishing above them.
Yeah, worst case scenario, Europa Conference.
Fuck that. I'd rather bloody...
You know what? I know people say, fuck that, right? But if this competition... at least it's some kind of European football. And at least it's still an opportunity of a European honour.
Honestly, I'd rather not have it and concentrate on the season. Like when Leicester won the league. They've had midweek games.
I agree with you, but I'm being the realistic Spurs fan, which is... You know, even where we've had seasons where we just concentrate on the league, we still end up fucking it up by going out in the fourth.
To be fair, mate, we've not had that for about 15 years. You know, I think we've been in some form of European competition for at least 10 years. So we've not had that sort of that time where we've had a decent team. I'm not saying we've got a decent team now, actually. So it might not make much difference. But, you know, I want to get in the Europa. I don't really want this European Conference League because, I haven't really looked into great detail. But from what I'm hearing is some of the teams that you're going to be playing against are like in bloody Azerbaijan. It's just a shit competition where...
You know what? It might be, mate. But you know what? A trophy is still a trophy.
But I don't think the trophy... I honestly don't believe in 5 years' time that trophy will even exist, mate. And it's just going to be... You might as well win the fucking Audi Cup again. That's how I view it. So... You know,
maybe I'm just representative of the Spurs fan who's that deprived. He's happy
same boat as you on that, mate. But I just don't want that cup because I just think it'd be worthless. It's meaningless. I think there's even more banter if you win that than don't fucking win it, to be honest. and this is why I know we got to go because obviously half time is going to end soon. But this is why yesterday I put out a tweet, and by no means did I want Chelsea to win yesterday because I didn't. But I sent a tweet out saying, look. If Chelsea were to win, I don't really care because And it's in, and it's come to fruition as well. If Leicester win, we're not going to hear the fucking end of it, because it's all the, you know, why can't our board be like Leicester's, and fucking they've won the league and the FA Cup and we've won. No, she's true. And it's just fucking embarrassing, mate. That's, I don't know why I've got onto that subject, but I just wanted to bring it out there. We do need to start bloody winning things, but I just don't want to win that bloody European
Cup. Yeah, but do you know what, mate? Any trophy is better than no trophy. And if winning something that could be regarded as a mediocre cup could be a cat. You don't know what the catalyst is going to be. You know me, the ever hopeful, the ever optimistic.
No, that's a good attitude to have. It is a good attitude to have. And I'll be fucking wanting us to win if we're in it, for sure.
There you go. And that's what I mean. Oh, yeah, I don't want to be in it. Bollocks, you know, it's going to be a Mickey Mouse thing. Bullshit, you know, Azerbaijan clubs and this, that and the other. But I tell you what, mate, if we end up being the first club to lift it, then, well, we'll always be the first club. And
we might be the only ever club, because I reckon they might fucking scrap it after that. But anyway, yeah. Listen, it's half-time, so yes, go make yourself a cup of tea, mate, and enjoy. Let's hope you can enjoy the second half, and I'll catch you at full-time. All right.
I'll see you at full-time, bud.
Wait.
What was that?
I was waiting for a song there, Mac.
No, just my little girl there going, come on, you Spurs.
Oh. She's taken over from your singing, mate.
That's it, bud. Yeah, Tottenham winning, she's singing. So happy day.
Good. I'm glad she's had a good day. Yeah, so 2-0 win for Tottenham. Goal in the first half from Harry Kane, and then Højbjerg getting the second.
Yeah.
Decent enough performance, mate. You happy with that?
Say that again, mate.
I said decent performance. Were you happy with that second half?
What do I think about the second half? I thought the second half was vastly improved on the first half. We came out firing, hit the post twice in quick succession. I think that Reggie needs a shout, because that was great persistence down the left side, where the ball then got across to create the second goal. And also, I think that the referee needs a shout. Played a lot of advantage, let the game flow, and I think that was perfect for how we were playing.
Yeah, do you know what? That's a really good shout, actually. We never really credit referee. You're 100% right there, to be honest. There was nothing in that game. He was quite anonymous, wasn't he, really? Usually you can pick out a referee. Say again?
It is how a ref should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah, he just let it flow, didn't he? He weren't, you know, pulling up every 2 minutes. For them as well, you know, if they had an advantage, he would let it flow. He did have a good game. It's not often about a referee, but yeah, he did.
And it was both sides. You know, the referee was really good. But just watching the goal again with Reggie running down the left and getting it to Sun, and then, you know, Bale having the shot with Højbjerg running in. You know, that running from Højbjerg was fantastic. The way he's asking for it to his feet off Bale, and it doesn't come to him because he sees he's got the space. But yeah, the fact he's ran in and got the follow up is superb.
Yeah, there's a number of good performances, to be fair. As you say, I think Reggie Onto for that second goal did really well. Højbjerg, I thought Bale had another good game again. I didn't get on the score sheet. I suppose you can put that down as an assist, because it was his shot that set up the second goal. Kane looked at it more, didn't he? I thought.
Say that again.
I thought Kane looked at it a bit more today as well.
Yeah, I think Kane did. I'll be honest. I was a little disappointed, if I'm honest, today in Sun. I felt like he didn't quite have as good a game as normal. He had moments, but there was a few times where he had the ball, and I looked at some of the passes, and I thought he was a little bit sloppy, kind of. And when I say sloppy, I don't mean giving it away. I mean just, you know, sort of playing it backwards a bit, kind of.
Yeah, mate, 100, 100. I was about to say before you just said that. That's what he was doing. He was going backwards a lot, and I was like, why? What? We're on the front foot here. Why are you passing it backwards? Just go for a third. And he kept going backwards all the time.
It did. I didn't understand why. You know, he's. You know, at the end of the day, I think, bottom line, if you look at the whole game, I think Spurs had a good. I think the way they've played is I almost feel like the Ryan, you know, Mason ball has clipped it, started clicking a little bit. We've played Tottenham football. We've played some nice football. The second half was definitely better. But if you look at how the second half was compared to the first, you can see what they were trying to do and how it kind of married up. And I was pleasantly surprised and a little bit impressed by the way Spurs went about the task. But like I said earlier, we weren't playing the best Wolves side either, which might have flattered us a little bit.
Yeah, I do think that the Wolves are definitely on the beach. There's nothing really for them to play for now. They're not gonna finish in the top half of the table. They're not gonna be relegated. There's literally nothing for them to play for. So you know, and there'll be players there that might be going to the Euros. They don't want to injure themselves.
Yeah.
So you know, you can understand it, but that definitely helped us. But we still have got something to play for. So you know, we can only beat what's put in front of us, and we managed to do that today. I'm pleased, mate. It was a decent enough performance. I was glad to see Kane get back on the score sheet again.
I was pleased for Højbjerg. I think he's for the effort he's put into the season, he's deserved more than what he's got. So yeah, to see
him played a lot better today. I think that he's looked a little bit rusty, which is understandable. The amount of games he's had to play.
I've got to say, not rusty. He looked tired.
Yeah, yeah. Having that week break has helped him because he was playing all the time because we haven't really got another DM.
But regards to that, mate, he's the one player for me on that pitch that's always given 110%. He feels every pass, every tackle. You can see it in the way he reacts. You know, even when he's, you know, the other players, you've seen it, you know, like Dyer would put in a tackle, you know, a vital tackle. And I know they've been few and far between. And Højbjerg celebrating it like he scored a goal. You know, and I think he put so much in, not just in a physical sense. So for him to have had the dip he's had for 2-3 games, you know, it doesn't surprise me. And the criticism that he has got from it has been unwarranted. Because for me, he's been, if you take away, you know, goal scoring as part of the game, as important as it is, for me, Højbjerg has probably been our player of the season.
I wouldn't disagree with that, to be honest. I agree with you. I think he's had to play near enough every single game, you know. And the position that he plays and the work that he puts in, the ground that he has to cover, that's going to take it out of you. So it's not understandable that he's had a little bit of a dip in form. So I just think it's good that he's got that little bit of a break now in the week where he's able to rest up a little bit. And now we've got another midweek game. Against Aston Villa on Wednesday, really important game again. If we win that, I think we finish above Arsenal, which is, you know, we need to do that. We can't not do that now after everything we've gone through and how far we've been ahead of them pretty much all season. We need to finish above them. That's a shit mentality or whatever, but we've got nothing else. We've got nothing else to play for, really. We're not going to finish, as I said before, we're not finishing top four. We might get a Europa spot. We want to finish above them. We deserve to finish above them because we've been shit, but they've been even worse.
Well, this is it. But it's nice. Well, it's nice to see that the old saying of sun shines like dogs are some days. You look at what they did last season; they still managed to get two trophies and finish below us. This season, they're getting fuck all. Yeah, they got the charity shield, didn't they?
Oh, that's not a fucking trophy, mate. The Audi Cup. Sadly, I said about the Audi Cup, but that's harder to win than a fucking one-off game.
Sadly, Arsenal fans class it as a trophy. Yeah, well, I fucking don't. And if we won it, we'd count it as well.
I fucking wouldn't. Honestly, wouldn't, mate. It's a one-off game. I honestly wouldn't, mate. It's a one-off bloody game. It's just a bloody showpiece at the start of the season. It's not a trophy. But anyway, if you want to be pedantic about it, that would have been this season anyway, not last season. Start of this season, but then, right. So we're gonna go again Wednesday, mate. We'll do a YouTube video after the game.
Well, listen, we're going to have to, we will be going again on Wednesday, but you'll probably hear me with lots of noise behind me prior to the kickoff and also at half time because I'm going to be at the ground.
Oh, really? Oh, nice, mate. You got a ticket.
I'm part of the lucky few, mate. I'm going to be there. Yeah, I'll be honest, mate. It's today's game is, I think it's going to have made a difference. If we'd have lost today, I think the Wednesday would have been a really bad atmosphere. But hopefully, you know, with that win behind us, Villa losing today and now having not much to play for, then yeah, we'll hopefully it'll be a nice atmosphere. We can cheer the boys on, give Daniel Levy some shit, and yeah.
Well, we'll have to see how that one goes, because I haven't been to the ground and it's the same at the lane. The fucking 3G and 4G and all that is pretty abysmal. So we'll have to see how that goes, but hopefully we'll be back on Wednesday.
Well, either way, you'll be back on Wednesday, and if all else fails, I've got the perfect replacement. So don't worry.
I think I've got a replacement as well. So, but anyway, listen, we'll leave it there. We can get on with our weekend. Not that there's much left of it. Have a good rest of the week. Absolutely. All right, then, mate.
Brilliant stuff. All right, have a good one, boys. Anyone who's listening, Mark, I'll speak to you soon, pal.
Laters. Thanks again for joining us on Raw Emotion, the Tottenham pod. As I said, we'll be back for the Aston Villa game, hopefully with Mac at the ground. We'll have to wait and see on that one. As you know, if you go to the ground, the 3G, 4G, 5G is pretty shit. So we'll wait and see. You can follow us on socials. That really helps. Subscribe to the pod. That also really helps. We do have a YouTube channel, which we've not recorded on in a while. We'll try and get something up, hopefully midweek. Thanks again for joining us.